And we're going once again. Who do I have with me right now?
Oh, kia ora everyone. My name is Monique Clementson. And I'm playing B in the Court Theatre's production of Something Rotten.
Oh, that was well done.
Thank you.
That's a gorgeous name, by the way.
B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your actual name.
Monique Clementson?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That is such a nice name.
Thanks.
Can I have it?
You can borrow it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
great.
Not many people. Most people call me Monica by accident, but I kind of like both, so I don't mind. Whatever. Monica.
Mm.
Monique. Whatever comes out.
Right, hey, whatever happens, happens, I guess.
Yeah.
So please tell me a little bit about your adventure with this play.
Oh, my adventure. Oh, to be completely honest, I think that I have the cruisiest track in the entire show. I come on and I sing one number in the first half, and then I just come in the set changes. And I just like pop in, say a couple lines, and then bounce off.
Yeah, but I've seen like a number of plays in my time, and if you're the person who has like the one song, usually it's a big number.
I mean, I love it. I'm obsessed with the song. It is my favourite to sing. And the good thing is that I do it in the first half, and then I reprise it in the second. And I'm
you do have a good deal, actually.
I do. I'm very lucky. And then I just get to sit back and watch the magic happen on stage.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So, I mean, this number, you must go into it thinking, I've got to give this everything.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Because it's a male heavy show, this one. And so like us Wahine, there's like two like named principal roles, B and Portia.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider us the people who guide the men to realize they're making the wrong decisions. You know, we're just here to facilitate
God,
them being
someone
like
someone finally. Fuck.
Yeah, so we're just there to be like, are you sure? You know, okay. So I don't know, we're just having fun, but yes, because there are only two named principal women in the show, I guess that has that added pressure of, oh, we should probably like try our hardest, like immediately.
Yeah, right.
Because we've only got like two songs to sing, so we want to make them good ones, yeah.
Now, is it male heavy because like a lot of roles in Shakespeare's day were played by women? Is that kind of the point?
I mean, yeah, but there is a beautiful woman ensemble, like a huge woman ensemble,
good,
and they do all
good.
The dance numbers, so there's heaps of girls.
Fantastic.
But yes, pretty much like all
does
the guys.
Does it kind of take the piss out of that a little bit?
I don't know. Like, it's not really. It's,
okay.
There is a big guys theatre troupe, and it's all men, which of course was the time. I think the show is staying true to the time, but it does, as a show, take the piss out of itself constantly.
I like that.
It takes the piss out of musicals, the piss out of plays, of people, of William Shakespeare. Like, it's just constant silly tropes throughout the whole thing.
Does it take the piss out of any plays like you personally love?
Oh, okay. Now I'm not gonna lie to you.
Because I've talked to a few people who are involved with this, and it sounds like there's a lot of opportunities. Like, when you're getting started with this, you might just piss yourself laughing at something.
Yeah, like it is. This is probably one of the smartest plays I've ever read.
Oh gosh!
But okay, to answer your question before, to be completely honest, I don't even like plays. I don't like plays. It's just not my jam. They're not my jam. That's why I love musicals, because they're so engaging. Because you've got the play aspect with the music and the dancing. But honestly, plays kind of bore me. But this is not that. This is a musical.
This is a musical.
And it does take the mickey out of those plays that I don't really like that much.
Yeah, that must be kind of satisfying.
It is.
A little bit like, finally.
It is. But yeah, very smart piece of writing. And I think the best part about this for the audience is that I feel like you're also going to feel really smart watching it, because if there's so many.
Good, I need a bit of that.
Oh my God, always. Always. Right? But I think there's so many little like things that you're like, oh, I know where that's from. Oh my gosh, that's that show. I saw that last year. You know, so many tropes and weaved through the entire show that you are bound to get something and be like, oh, that's that. That's from
brilliant.
That William Shakespeare play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll make you feel great.
Just scream to the audience, I got that one, guys.
Yeah,
I got it.
And that's what happens, because a lot of the audience, the beautiful audience members, a lot of them have hearing aids. So they quite often ask the people at the back quite loudly, They'll explain the joke.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which is the most amazing thing about being part of the audience as well. Because if you don't get it, someone else will.
Someone else
in front of you.
Yeah. Great. Thank God. I actually have terrible hearing, so this might work out quite well for me.
100%.
Cool. Good. What about your costuming situation? Any beautiful big gowns or anything?
Now, I have never. I'm a medium butt kind of lady, you know. I've never had a lot of junk in the trunk. These outfits make me feel like a delicious Kim K.
Oh, really? I love it.
All the gals have these big ass, like, hip busters, boot, like, double booties.
That's hot.
And they move. Yeah, they, really? You walk and they actual talk at you. They're so vivacious and beautiful. And so all the girls have the most, like, delicious, like, corsets and, like, big booty delicious things going on.
Now tell me, do you think, like, you could work in some of the costuming bits to, like, a Saturday night going out outfit?
I mean, some of the guys can, I think.
It's always easier for guys.
I know, but I think the reason why the women wouldn't is because it's actually genuinely harder to get anywhere. Like, when we're all trying to get change,
right.
And everyone's got these, like, giant 1 meter hips all of a sudden. Now we're all trying to get past each other. It's like, it's almost, it's really actually quite hard to walk at them. And all these girls are doing these huge choreo numbers in them. It's amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So, no, but also, like, I wouldn't be opposed to trying.
Yeah, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
With go.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you're, like, coming into a nightclub, you know. Yeah. Post the season or something, celebrating.
Yeah, and we're all wearing our costumes. I don't, because there's so many layerings and they're so intricate and there's so many pieces to put on, as soon as you've done a number, you instantly want to take it off.
Yeah, yeah, oh, totally,
it's
right?
Steam it on that stage.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well, we thank you for your sacrifice and your dedication and your hard work.
I got you.
Actually, I shouldn't thank you yet. I should see the play first.
Yeah, please. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Keep your expectations at all.
Which I am seeing very soon, and I'm very excited. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Liam.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a fantastic day.